It is our treasurer of Cook County, Maria Pappas. Hello, Maria.
How are you, Steve? What's happening?
What's happening? Well, here's my big question for you. So there it was, the Gay Pride Parade. I was on the radio. I wasn't able to, but I saw that on the news. You see these public officials, the governor of the state of Illinois, and somewhat informal, but dressed very, very nicely. Of course, the mayor of the city of Chicago, just marching along, smiles on his faces. But we see you, and a baton is flying over your head, and you catch it. And tell me the background about that.
I'm from Wheeling, West Virginia, and a town of about 2,000.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was the head majorette, but I figured out that one of the ways to get out of Wheeling was to learn to do things, to be a public speaker, to play a clarinet, to play an electronic pipe organ, teach yourself how to twirl baton. So I would go to Pittsburgh and compete after I taught myself to twirl. And I have 9 gold medals for baton twirling. So several years ago, I asked one of my friends to drive my car in the Gay Pride Parade, and he said, "You're out of your mind. I wouldn't be caught dead on TV with you in that parade." So on the way out the door, I had nobody to drive me. Like, I had nobody at the parade with me. Usually nobody comes. Nobody wants to be seen with me or carrying a Maria Pappas sign. Literally nobody. So I went to Riverside Mall. I found a guy who printed for $44 on my shirt and a pair of jeans that I took him, Maria Pappas, both sides. And I said, "You know what? I'm out here. I'm going to go twirl by myself, and it's history. I do it every year. I'm going to do the Buddy Billiken Parade on August 10th. But here's the catch. Everybody in this parade who's a politico has a huge entourage with signs, you know, and floats and cars and music and bands and da-da-da-da-da. Here I am, a 75-year-old gray-haired grandmother, out there, you know, my name all over my body and twirling. So what it is contrast that to what happened in America last night.
Yeah.
People are sick and tired of bad news. They're just sick and tired. They're like, what is wrong? So here comes Pappas twirling a baton, and it's amusing. It's like my calendar. It's amusing. And people need to have a good laugh. So one of the ways you get them to laugh is to laugh at yourself. How ridiculous is this that I'm out here twirling this baton? I mean, it's almost comical. But I think I got, other than the grand marshal, I was getting the hugest applause because it's amusing to people. So how about let's thinking about doing things that can just make people laugh, you know? And that's what it is. This is what's regrettable. I have done a million studies. I've got a research team, an artificial intelligence team. I have downsized my office from almost 300 people down to 57, okay? I'm getting 2 million visits a month on my website. I will not be remembered for one of those things. Absolutely nobody cares. I can walk down the street in Chicago and people will say to me, "Can I have a calendar? Are you going to twirl your baton in the next parade?" People were asking me already if I'm going to twirl in the Columbus Day Parade or May 1st if I'm going to twirl in the Polish Parade. So does anybody care about this study that I just turned out showing the South suburbs are up on average 19% and 15 suburbs are up 30%?
Well, I want to interrupt you because...
13 of which are African-American? Is anybody calling me up and saying, "Hey, you know what, Maria? I love the fact that you reprogrammed every bill in Cook County. Took you a year to do it. And you're telling people, read your bill, read your bill, read your bill, read your bill," because if they open it up and read it in huge black block letters at the top of the bill, it says where your money goes. And so on the left-hand side are the 14 governments that are charging you. And on the right-hand side, it tells you if your bill is more or less than last year. I got one in front of me. This poor guy's living in Park Forest. His bill's up $1,800. But you know what? The school district went up 890. The village went up 323. The high school went up 323. So my message is read, R-E-A-D. We've got 750,000 payments that come in via mortgage companies. That doesn't mean that just because they're going to pay your escrow that you shouldn't be reading your bill. I'm telling you, Steve, this is criminal. So listen up. You have, in the last election, 20% of the people in Cook County voted. That's criminal. 80% of the people stayed home. So if that carries through in terms of apathy, how many people do you think are going to open this bill that I reprogrammed to read it? I just left Calumet City. I'm on my way to a Polish event in Lamont. The Highlanders are the mountaineers of Poland, and they have this amazing picnic. But I just left Calumet City. Ken Bedford did the world's largest barbecue. It's amazing. There's got to be 2,000-3,000 people out here with their barbecue grills. So I set up a table to help them with their exemptions. Person after person after person after person came to the table. Did you read your bill? No. Did you read your bill? No. Did you vote? No. Did you get your exemption? I don't know. What's an exemption? We have returned, in African Americans only in the last 2 years, $310 million in exemptions. Why? People don't know what an exemption is.
Well, let's explain. Maria, Maria, I've got a break for some commercials here. She is Maria Pappas. She is the Cook County Treasurer. And we are here talking about all sorts of different things, including whatever you want to ask our treasurer.
Okay, so I want to talk to you about something that's terribly confusing. So the backdrop of this is, Steve, Cook County has 127 spoken languages. I have always said that Chicago's not a city. I have always said it's a bunch of little neighborhoods.
True.
So when I first became treasurer, I went downstairs because the line was so long and nobody was speaking English. That's how I found out when I ran the census data that there are all these languages. So let me ask you this. There's 100,000 Assyrians in Chicago, probably 200,000 Polish people, okay? All immigrants came here, worked like dogs. They now own a house. Do you think that any of these ethnics wakes up in the morning, or my daughter, or millennials for that matter, wake up in the morning and say, did I get an exemption? No, they don't know what an exemption is. So let's start with a definition of it. A definition of an exemption is what you can get reduced off your tax bill. And there's a number of different ones. We'll deal with the three largest or biggest. Homeowners. Simple. My daughter lived in her house on the north side for 3 years. No idea that she gets a homeowner's exemption. I look at her bill. I'm like, hey, you could get $500 a year off your bill. So she goes to CookCountyTreasurer.com. There's a grid there, a grid, and it says, did you get your homeowner's senior freeze? Homeowner, you have to have lived in the house for a year. She looks at it for 3 years. It says, no, I owe her $1,500. How does she get it? You punch online, apply here, and we send you your money. Number two, I'm over 65. I'm entitled to a senior exemption. Number three, I'm over 65, but I'm making under $65,000 a year. Senior citizen freeze. So, now, you get to go back 4 years on that, right? Let's say 4 years you didn't get your homeowners, 4 years you didn't get your senior, and 4 years you didn't get your senior freeze. It's worth $6,000.
All right. Now, because you're answering text questions before I ask you, which is wonderful, but I want to know how people can do this. Explain that again.
So CookCountyTreasurer.com. Listen up. Really important. You can do it for you, your mother, your grandmother, your father. You can do it for anybody you know. You can help them out. All the people at the synagogue, all the people at the church, all the people at the temple. You can simply take out your phone, go to CookCountyTreasurer.com. In the middle of that site, there is a little blue box which says your property tax overview. I have made this for a third grader. You put in your address. You don't need your 14-digit PIN number. You put in your address, but do not put in north, south, east, or west, and don't put in boulevard or street. Just put in 180 Pearson, okay? Don't put in 180 East Pearson, all right? Or don't put in 180 East Pearson Street. Just 180 and Pearson. Punch, search your property tax overview. You know what? I've made this so simple, Steve. A picture of your house shows up. You were nervous that you couldn't do this. Now I got a picture of your house. You know you're in the right place. You scroll down, and it will tell you, did you get homeowner? Did you get senior? Did you get senior freeze? And to the right of that grid is a little box. What do you think the box says? Apply here. You punch the apply here button. You enter the information online. You punch send. It comes to me. And in 4 to 6 weeks, you get a check from us.
How do you know that you'll be getting a check? So let's say the person is 64 and not 65 and thinks that person's a senior and not. But how do you know? But what I'm asking is, how do you know that your application, if you will, has been accepted?
You can go online after like a couple of weeks and we show you the status of it. It says refund accepted, and then you can tally the number of days from the 4 to 6 weeks. We tell you online.
Okay, and for someone...
Refund being processed in little letters.
Okay, mm-hmm. So business properties are getting some relief with an 8.5% drop in the median tax bill, but is that why homeowners are paying so much more?
Okay, look. Remember the movie Zorba the Greek?
Yes, I suppose. Anthony Quinn.
Yeah, Anthony Quinn steps up and his famous line is, clever people and grocers weigh everything. Okay, so this is a scale. If something goes down, something goes up. So now you have, let's say Calumet City. I just drove through. I mean, it's astounding. Every commercial building, there's nothing on the bottom. The nail salon, the Tide cleaners, the Kentucky Fried Chicken, the gas station, they're all gone. They left. Okay, now you're on your block in Calumet City. All right, there used to be 6 houses there. 3 of them got abandoned 20 years ago. The city came in and demolished them. So next to these 3 houses, there are 3 vacant lots. Nobody's there, just a bunch of grass growing like wildfire, all right? You're one of the 3 homeowners that stayed. Who's picking up the tab for all the people, the businesses that moved out, and the 3 people that left Cook County 20 years ago? I'll tell you who. You. These little 3 homeowners got stuck with everything. And that's what's happening in the south suburbs. Businesses are failing and flying out of here, okay? Mm-hmm. And from what I heard today, a lot of homeowners are going to be flying out of here. So you're going to say, hey, what do you do? What do you do? What do you do? This is a system that needs overhauling. And the overhaul comes because 60% of that bill is going to the schools. 60%. On a low end, some 65% is going to the school. So you've got this little old lady in Calumet City who's picking up the commercial, who's picking up the 3 empty lots. She's a senior. Her grandkids and her daughter got out of here. They left. They're in Indiana. She doesn't have anybody in school, and she's saying, why am I paying for this school? That's what's going on. So I hope
it is going on. So I've got several texts here saying that I did exactly what you're saying as you're talking, and the picture shows me another home, not my own.
Okay, then leave your number with the station. Steve will send it to me, and I will have somebody call you on Monday to straighten it out. It is an error. Sometimes people pay on the wrong pins. The house could be wrong. We get that information from the assessor. But you know what? Relax. It's Sunday. It's 2:25. You're talking to the boss, and I'll handle it on Monday.
All right.
Next question.
I appreciate that. You have said all sorts of things that I just love, and I'm going to pull out one quote. If Michigan Avenue or Loop businesses catch a cold, Chicago homeowners get pneumonia.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And now, when the mayor of Chicago burps, everybody gets diarrhea. Try that on for size.
Can you explain, please? I don't believe you're talking about Pepto-Bismol.
Well, no, I'm going to tell you what happens. Listen, I can walk any place in the city, okay? If the mayor does one thing that people don't like, they begin yelling and screaming. He raised this. He did this. He did that. He's letting protesters come here. He's not doing this. He's not doing that. Whatever it is that he does, it affects every elected official in Cook County. Every elected official in Cook County. And, you know, I mean, he's having a little bit of a rough time here, wouldn't you say?
I'd say,
yes. I mean, 100 people get shot, okay? He burps. You don't think everybody gets diarrhea? You don't think people are scared to death? Frightened to death that they might be 101? You don't think people come up to me and say, Maria, what's he going to do? What's he doing about the crime problem? It affects everybody. Let me ask you this. You don't think that you think people joyfully want to get up and go out and walk around at 7 o'clock at night on Michigan Avenue now? Really? There was a carjacking this morning at 7 a.m. on 800 North Michigan at 7 o'clock this morning. You think anybody's going to walk to Starbucks across the street at 7:30 with their dog to get coffee? I don't think so. When he burps, people get diarrhea.
Ms.
And
Pappas,
that's my quote.
Ms. Pappas should clarify. It says the senior freeze exemption, the $65,000 income, does that include all income of residents in the household or just one?
Yep,
okay.
My
husband is 70.
It's husband and wife, unless you're just living there, you know, in sin with somebody.
My husband is 70, and I've had to apply for a senior exemption every year, and just turned 65. This should be automatic each year?
It can't be automatic because someone dies, and then the kids start claiming it. You follow me?
Mm-hmm.
So you know you got 20, 30,000 people a year that are dropping dead, then people try and fraudulently keep it. So you've got to apply for the senior freeze every year because you got to show your income every year.
Okay.
It's just that simple. There's too much fraud.
Yes, I did not know that. All right. We have less than a minute here. There are plans for Michigan Avenue that have been proposed. What do you think of those plans? And because I know this is an area of concern for you. And what do you think of what's happening right now with Michigan Avenue and, in fact, the loop, the downtown area?
You know, look, the problem is not Michigan Avenue, State Street, or LaSalle Street. The problem is fear. F-E-A-R. That's the problem in this town. People are afraid. If they're afraid to come to Michigan Avenue and shop, okay, if they're afraid to go outside at night, do you think that a retailer who's looking at maybe renting something on Michigan Avenue is going to come there when somebody else can walk into a store and steal $1,000 worth of stuff every hour on the hour and nothing happens to them? You got to have enforcement. You got to get crime under control. And then maybe the businesses will come back. But you got to understand, look, let's take Macy's. Why did Macy's move out? If 30 kids come in and each take a grand of stuff a day, that's 30,000. That's $1 million a month. How can you do business if you're losing $1 million a month in profit because anybody can come in and take what they want?
And,
same with Walgreens.
And
now
other
they got
cities.
Locks on everything. They got locks on everything because you know what? At night, come on in, 17, 18-year-olds, whatever, come on in, take as much liquor as you want, go have a party. You can go in any Walgreens at night and watch people come in and take a bottle of gin, take a bottle of whiskey, take a bottle of Black Label. Hello. You can't have a society. When he burps, everybody gets diarrhea. You got to get crime under control.
Totally
and you
true.
Got a group.
I've got to go. I've got a newscast to go to. Maria Pappas, thank you so much. A pleasure to talk with you. And more information available. What's the website that people should go to?
CookCountyTreasure.com.